Chapter 30. Kelly Cruz sat at the bar of the boat club at the marina near the causeway in Fort Lauderdale, sipping a Diet Coke. The bartender was maybe 22 and red-haired. He wore small blue oval sunglasses with blue lenses. He had on big shorts and a white t-shirt that said Big Red on the front. There was some sort of choker around his neck. "Why you want to know about Mr. Ralston?" the bartender said. "What is your name?" Kelly Cruz said. "Brick," he said. "I'm Kelly Cruz," she said and showed him her badge. "Tell me about Mr. Ralston."
"You're a cop?"
"I am."
"What did he do?"
"I understand he lives on his boat in this marina," Kelly Cruz said.
"I don't know where he lives," Brick said, "but he's in here a lot."
"Seen him lately?"
"No, I think he went up north to some boat racing thing."
"You remember all your customers?" Kelly Cruz said.
"The ones tipped like Mr. Ralston," Brick said. "Plus, he's a really cool dude, you know. I mean, no offense, but he comes in here with some of the most bodacious-looking women. Hoo-ha!"
"Hoo-ha?" Kelly Cruz said.
"You know," Brick said.
"Bada bing."
"Excellent."
The bar was mostly empty. There were a few people scattered at tables in the glass-walled room with the turquoise light from the ocean coming in on two sides. Outside on the deck, several other tables were occupied. A waitress moved among them with her tray.
"Know any of them?"
"The babes that hang with Mr. Ralston?"
"Just to say it's happening."
"Are any of these women here now?"
"No."
"Does Mr. Ralston have anyone, like, steady?"
"No," Brick said. "Guy like that doesn't do steady. He just hooks up, you know. Blonde one night, brunette the next. No flames, no games. No hellos, no goodbyes. No aches, no pains. Just slam, bam, alakazam."
Brick grinned. "You admire Mr. Ralston," Kelly Cruz said.
"You bet. He's leading my life instead of me."
Brick slid a saucer of mixed nuts within Kelly Cruz's reach.
"But I'll get there."
"Everybody needs a dream," Kelly Cruz said.
"Want me to freshen up that DC?" Brick said. "Would you lime anything?"
Kelly Cruz shook her head. "You know what Mr. Ralston does for a living?" Brick grinned wider.
"I think it's maybe just slam bam alakazam," he said.
"You ever been on his boat?"
"I have, in point of actual fact," Brick said.
"Worked a private party for him one night tending bar. That was tough, baby. That was an absolute groove." "Wild party?" Kelly Cruz said.
"I mean, I don't want to cause anybody any trouble," he said.
"Just gathering information," Kelly Cruz said. "I don't care if there's a little blow being snorted."
"Blow? Yeah, I guess so. And booze, and marijuana, sure. But it was the sex thing, man. Everybody doing everything with everybody, and the video cameras rolling, and whew, I was afraid for a time there I was going to lose my cherry."
He smiled broadly.
"Know any of the people on the boat?" Kelly Cruz said. "Not really, you know. Hi, how you doing? But Courtney does."
"Courtney," Kelly Cruz said.
"The waitress," Brick said. "Right over there. I know she hangs with one of Mr. Ralston's girls. You want to talk with her?"
"I do," Kelly Cruz said.
"Hey, Court," Brick said. "Come talk to the nice lady for a minute."
The waitress came to the bar.
"I got a half dozen tables, you idiot," she said to Brick.
"Nobody's at the bar," Brick said. "They need something, I'll cover it."
Her face was so blank that the frown looked as if it had hurt to perform.
"No offense, ma'am. How can I help you?"
Kelly Cruz showed her badge.
"Kelly Cruz," she said.
Courtney said,
"Yes, ma'am."
"Call me Kelly. Just a couple of girls gossiping."
"Yes, ma'am."
"You know Thomas Ralston?" Kelly Cruz said.
"Mr. Ralston?"
"Uh-huh."
Everybody knows him, Courtney said. He comes here a lot. Do you know any of his, girls?
His girls?
I heard, Kelly Cruz said. You hung with one of Mr. Ralston's girls. Courtney made her frown face again and looked at Brick. He grinned at her.
You know, Court, the one with all the hair, he said. Mandy.
Kelly Cruz looked at Courtney and waited.
Mandy, Courtney said. Yo, I know Mandy.
And she's, friendly with Thomas Ralston, Kelly Cruz said. Courtney looked back at the table she was waitressing. No one was looking for her. She looked at Brick. He smiled and shrugged.
She dates him sometimes, Courtney said after a time.
Uh-huh, Kelly Cruz said.
You ever date him?
Me? Oh, God, no, I'm in college.
Mr. Ralston doesn't date college girls?
Courtney struggled with her face. Kelly Cruz waited.
No, I don't know, Courtney said. I'm not the kind of girl he dates, is what I mean.
What kind of girl does he date?
Not like me, Courtney said.
He's been around too much, you know. I like guys my own age. He's too sexy.
Kelly Cruz nodded.
I'd like to get in touch with Mandy. Could you give me her address, please?
I don't want to get her in trouble, Courtney said.
Kelly Cruz nodded.
I'll need the address, Courtney.
Do I have to?
Yes, honey, Kelly Cruz said. You do.